This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We now go live to Berea for Browns quarterback Jacoby Brissett.
Have you had a chance to talk to him yet?
Yeah, I text him. He's doing fine, and just glad he's okay. Tough, scary situation, but glad he made it out safe.
As his teammate and as his friend, you know, what do you hope he kind of eases back in? Are you encouraging him to take his time, anything like that? It's not necessarily your call.
Yeah, but it's not my call. He's grown, so I'm sure he'll make the right decision for himself. I think in the grand scheme of life, the best thing is that he's okay.
Did you see the picture of the car? If so, isn't it kind of mind-blowing?
Yeah, it is. It is crazy. Yeah. And it's, yeah, and I texted him. I was like, man, he's just glad you're all right. This is easy today.
What about the Falcons defense? They give up a lot of points. What do you see?
I see a really good defense. DMP is doing a really good job with those guys. Got a lot of guys flying around, which, you know, his style of defense, that he loves that. A lot of guys making plays. A lot of their games have been close. We got to play a full 60-minute game because we're coming in there and they understand that coming off a big win, it's going to be a 60-minute football game and a lot of speed on that defense.
Was Pays in New England when you were there?
No, he wasn't. I'm not that old.
You guys always feel like there's more you can do, things you can clean up. This unit has played really well through three games. What do you feel like is the next step?
The reasons why we haven't scored on every drive has been us. It's been things that we haven't, and that we're still trying to kind of correct. And I think these guys understand that. I think the coaches understand that, and the conscious effort and intentionality to go out there and make sure that, you know, those things don't happen, because it all boils back to us and getting the small things corrected.
What have you learned about Nick Chubb being around him every day?
I'm glad he's around every day. really, really good football player, hard worker, great teammate. The things that you hear about him are true. You know, it's he's a guy that you want on your team, and to look back and see him it gives you a little comfort.
I know you said the first game you got caught up watching one of his runs, but just seeing him every day and watching the film of him. Is he a better runner than you even thought when you got here?
Oh, for sure. I still get caught up watching some of the runs. The ability to do it for 60 minutes with him is crazy. And you just see the type of player he is as the game goes on. He's one of those guys that just wears on you.
Do you feel like you guys found something offensively the last two games? Like after the opening game, everyone's overreacting externally and asking a bunch of questions. But the last two games, do you feel like that offensively you guys might have found a little something?
I think we're figuring it out. It's still early in the season. And we still got a lot of, questions for ourselves that we're answering. It's just finding ways to, like I always say, score one more point than they do. Along on that journey, we're figuring out what type of team we're going to want to be and moving forward with that.
Jacoby, the Browns are one of the few teams, if not the only team, that has more rushing yards than the passing yards. Are you okay with that? Some quarterbacks would not.
I don't care.
Why
not?
It's working?
Yeah, it's working. It doesn't matter to me.
Jacoby, kind of along those lines, how fun is it when that running game really gets going?
Oh, it's exciting. We understand what that opposes to the defense and how it wears down the team in the fourth quarter. We got really good offensive line and we got really good backs. We'll be a fool not to run the ball and make the defense defend that part of our game. So, I'm excited for the future of that and how we're going to continue to help it out. And so, yeah.
Can you feel that energy now? Because I know those linemen love to run blocks. Can you feel that energy in the run game?
Definitely. I mean, you kind of feel it in the not just the huddle, but like on the sidelines. And I mean, yeah, teams know we're going to run the ball, and we still run the ball. So at some point, it shows the defeat sometimes. We know we have them on the ropes, and sometimes that's the blow that it takes is another run. And then you might just look at the last game, and it was the pass to Amari. So, I mean, however we got to get it done.
Can a team get to the Super Bowl running the ball more than their passes?
I don't know. I mean, so we'll see.
Do you enjoy, though, like sort of turning back the clock on the NFL offense?
I mean, it's fun. Like I said, it's early in the season, but it's – whatever we got to do to score one more point. Listen, I don't have an ego to where I want to go out there and try to be somebody that I'm not. I just go out there and try to play good football, play the best of my ability, be a good teammate, and all those things come with it.
You guys have been through a lot of adversity as a football team already this season. Can you, the Smiles thing is another thing. Can you adjust are you guys kind of built to get through these kinds of things, and how do you think this team will handle all
that? I definitely think we have the right guys in this room to deal with things that happen. I think guys understand how fast this league works and the mindset of, the next man up. So I just think that's the mindset. And I know that's what Kev preaches to us, too.
Jacoby, you've had high completion percentage the last couple of games. It's a loaded question, but is it scheme? Are you just seeing guys that are getting open? Like, it just seems like rarely they get a completion.
Very, very loaded question. It's just the flow of the game. And it's just trying to play good football, understanding what we're trying to do offensively. And I just think things just happen like that.
Do you feel like there was a couple games or a couple times the last couple games you're in that flow?
For sure. I mean, just understanding the plan, understanding what the defense is trying to do versus us. And I think Kev and AVP and Drew have been doing a really good job of telling me the why. About our plan and telling me why we're calling plays here and things of that nature, and then just sticking with our plan.
I know you and A. Walker real close. So how tough was the team go down, and how's he doing?
Yeah, it was very, very tough for me. I mean, obviously for this team, but have a really good relationship with him. Very good friend of mine, to the point where we're like related damn near. So it was sad. I was one of the first times in the game I really like jolted up because I got scared because I saw him. I never see him do that. And he's doing fine. I mean, so looking forward to seeing him again.
You and David Njoku really got it going against the Steelers. I think the first 7 throws to him, he was able to catch him and turn into positive plays. Just what type of a weapon can he be for you?
I mean, just to continue and that's got to be the standard, not just as far as like catches, but the style of production. Like, hey, we need good play, good football out of you. So just excited to build that relationship. It was good to see him do some of those things in the game. There's things that we see in practice over and over again. So just looking forward to building that relationship.
I know you talk about just having to score one more point than the other team, but if you're missing some pieces on defense, does the mentality change at all on offense or the approach going into the game?
No, because a win is one more point than they do, and it counts the same.
You don't go in thinking, okay, we might need to score more this week because we're down a little bit.
Just one more point than they do.
Jacoby, I know you've talked about the Joel and Wyatt shirt after the game, but I guess as a quarterback for you, how important is it to, show that recognition for your O-line when you're playing?
I mean, I should get royalties on that shirt, by the way. But you just get around these guys so much that they become, a part of who you are and the relationship grows and things like that. And it was a cool shirt. I saw Joe Thomas wear it, and I was like, oh, I want one of those shirts. And I thought it was a good time to wear it. I had it in my bag for the longest, so I was like, I might as well wear it now.
You going to get a Nick Chubb or Kareem Hunt?
I don't know. I saw some at a store. I didn't want to spend any money at the time, but next time.
Have you figured out how to get Chubb to talk?
He talks to me. I just don't think he'd like to talk to you guys.
All good? Pretty good?
Thank you.
That's Jacoby Brissett, and that guy sounds like a starting quarterback. He really does. I love it. I love the way he handles himself with the media. He's clearly a leader in the locker room. and he's clearly done an extremely competent job of quarterbacking this football team. I give him a lot of credit for that. And if you want to look at numbers and stats, right now he has the ninth highest adjusted quarterback rating in the National Football League. So he's in the top 10 in that. In overall passer rating, he's ranked number 10 right now. And he's right behind Aaron Rodgers and right in front of Jared Goff, Carson Wentz, Tom Brady, Matthew Stafford, Joe Burrow, Derek Carr. Now, you can look at numbers any way you want. What really counts is they've been really competent on offense, Dan.
Jeff, hate to cut you off. Press conference brought to you by Nissan in North Homestead, I-90 Nissan in Sheffield Village, online at BigNissan.com. Nick Chubb live at the podium. Let's parachute in.
About an hour northwest of Atlanta.
Is the high school team coming?
I believe they are.
What's that building like to play in?
It's great. It's a very nice stadium. Have a lot of wins and losses in there. But, yeah, it's great. It'll be great to be back.
Nick, was that a stressful day for you guys on Monday? I mean, did it really rock this team to have to see the pictures of that car and see what Miles went through and be so worried about him?
I mean, yeah, at the end of the day, he's okay, and that's all that matters for us. And, you know, we know Miles is going to be fine.
Nick, we see the final product of the running game on Sundays, but how much did Bill Callahan involved in the architect? The creation of this running game.
Yeah, Coach Collin is huge in our running game. He comes in fired up every day, going over the plan and making sure we execute it well. Also, Stump does a great job with the running game, too. It's a collective unit of everyone in here making sure the run game's great.
I know you say sometimes you don't even know what you're doing during a run. When you go back and watch it, does it feel like your cuts are sharper than ever this year?
I'm not sure. You know, it just happened, so.
That's Nick Chubb.
Man of many words, many thoughts.
Many yards.
Many, many yards. You're right. And of course, that press conference brought to you by Nissan in North Homestead, I-90 Nissan in Sheffield Village, online, bignissan.com.
Nick Chubb, number one in the National Football League in rushing attempts. So before anybody gets all bent out of shape and says, you got to run the ball more. Well, and I love running the ball. Nick's number one in the NFL right now, 62 carries, one more than Jonathan Taylor.
They've been so successful doing it on top of that that I could see why the fans are continuing to just bang the table and yell, run the ball, run the ball, run the ball, run the ball. The success is there, and they are loading up the box. I mean, teams are bringing eight guys in the box to stop this run game, and they're still not able to do it. It has been fantastic to watch Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt be able to operate on this offense with this offensive line pulling and doing all of these different things and using all of these different ways to get those guys in space.
Kind of a cool thing. Kareem Hunt's 22nd in carries.
Yeah.
So they're running the football.
They're running. Nobody can yell at this team for running the football.
No. They're averaging 12 carries a game to Kareem.
It's why
which is pretty good.
It's why I continue to say you can't yell at Kevin Stefanski.
No.
You just can't. Like, you can't yell about the play calling. You can't get mad about all this stuff. Jacoby Brissett just told you, we could score on every single drive if we want to. We are having issues, or I shouldn't say issues. That's not what he said. We stop ourselves.
Yeah, when it hasn't worked, it's because of us.
Right. We are in our own way more than anything.
Most quarterbacks, I think, would say that, though. But it's working. Nick Chubb, number one in rushing. Not only attempts, but yards. He's leading the league right now through three games at 341 yards, and that translates to 113.7 yards per game. Well done. You get done, he's close to a 2,000-yard rusher at the
end
of the season.
That's silly. That is absolutely silly.
It would be phenomenal.
And yeah.
Is that what this team needs to do to win?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yes.
I think it is.
110% yes. They know their bread and butter, and they know that the bread and butter makes everything else for their offense easier. It sets up those play action shot plays that we're all looking for. It sets up the middle of the field. It gets the defense going one way. Not to mention they're successful doing it and doing it all directions. It's not like it's just, okay, we're running behind Joe Bitonio and that's it. No, they're running behind every part of that line. They are so good at what they do, and it is, as Nick Chubb said, shout out to Stump Mitchell, shout out to Bill Callahan, shout out to the players on the field for getting those guys open. because they've been fantastic. We now go live to Berea for Browns safety, John Johnson, the third.
I think I was a little late, but I'm just glad he's all right. I heard, you know, something like that happens is scary, that, just for anybody. But I heard he had a seatbelt on. I mean, I don't know if that helped out or not, but, you know, that was good. But I'm just glad he's okay, yep.
How about when you saw the photos of the car? Was it hard to believe that he walked away on skates?
100%. And I don't know the health of whoever his passenger was, but, yeah, it is kind of crazy. They said it flipped over multiple times. So anytime that happens, like, you'll at least have some type of major injury. But I'm just glad he came out of there clean.
How did you find out he was okay?
Twitter, like the news, just on my phone.
The Falcons are running this RPO. Mariota's running the ball. What's the key to containing offense like that?
Oh, they got an experienced quarterback, and he's been doing this like style of offense for a long time, even like back to college. So it's going to be tough, but, you know, we've seen a lot of RPO-type teams, especially like in training camp when Philly came here. They got a little bit of it. So it's kind of just, you know, do your job, see the formation. They can only do certain things out of those certain formations, so it's kind of like a discipline week. Everybody just got to be laser-focused on doing their job. Oh, 100%. The formations, it kind of looks identical, to be honest. Different style quarterback. I think, you know, Lamar is kind of a little different, but offense is pretty similar.
You only have to go against this offense in practice, but obviously your team's running game is going really good right now. From a defensive standpoint, how tough is it when you're going against a team that you know they're going to run the ball and you can't stop it?
It's like demoralizing. I mean, I don't want to ever be on, you know, on that side of the ball, but there have been times in my career, you know, we just can't stop the run. And I mean, it's just like big on big, you know, it's coming. Especially like 4 minute situations, you're trying to run the clock out. But like I said, it's demoralizing where you're just giving them everything you got and it's not working. So, I mean, I'm glad, you know, we got one of those offenses that can do that.
Do you enjoy the fact that that's how this team is built?
100%. Looking up, sit down on the bench, time just ticking, eating that clock up. If we can get a three and out, you know, we know that we can get a good little break on the sideline. So it's awesome to have offense like that.
Coming off the first two games, there were so many questions about the secondary breakdowns and stuff. In that second half against Pittsburgh, after they get almost 200 yards in the first half, you guys hold them just over 100. Did you guys find something in that second half against the Steelers? And if so, like, is that something you guys feel like you can build on going forward?
I think it's just getting your feet underneath of you. I know the biggest thing in that game was, like, tackling. We got to do a better job at tackling. But I think, like I said, once we got our feet underneath of us and saw what they were doing, we kind of locked in. Obviously, the communication from the week prior was a big thing, but I don't think it played a part in that game, you know, from the start. But I think just getting settled in, and once we did, it was good for us.
You guys seem real intense.
That's John Johnson, the third Brown safety. Bigger role for him, even more than usual, now that Anthony Walker Jr. is out for the season. I know John called defensive signals before. When he was with the Rams, I wonder if he does it here. I would think not, but you never know. Bottom line here on that, though, he will be counted on even more because of the other injuries on the defense. We're going to get back into the Browns a little bit later on. Daryl Ryder will join us at 12:40, Chris Rose at 1:20, Kevin Stefanski's press conference in the 1 o'clock hour, probably right about 1 o'clock. Nick Kostos, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, coming up at noon. But next, LIV Golf might be in your living room. Kevin Stefanski coming up 1 o'clock, roughly, for Kevin Stefanski, Browns head coach. Daryl Ryder will chat with us right before Kevin does. Chris Rose from the NFL Network right after Kevin. Nick Kostos, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, coming up at noon. Wonder what the Myles Garrett situation has done for those who would like to make a wager. We'll talk about that with Nick and other things coming up at noon.
Yeah, I think I got to toss him a couple NBA over-unders, too, because I'm starting to get to that time of year.
Yeah, that's a fine idea. That's Dan Menigan. He's in for Baskin today. I'm Jeff Phelps. Meredith is taking your phone calls at 216-578-0092. If you want to see LIV Golf on your television without having to jump through hoops to do it, it would appear that that might be on the way. And we've all known that the LIV Golf Tour needs to get a television package. That's how they're going to be able to sell themselves better than any way possible. But it looks like, and the deal might be with Fox Sports 1, but it might be a deal where they have to buy the airtime on Fox Sports 1 and then put their product on the air. Now, they're trade-offs, you know. They'll split inventory, which is the spot content in the telecast. You know, maybe that's part of the trade-off. We'll pay for everything. we'll give you this much money for the airtime, and you guys get a couple of spots or whatever it is. They'll split that, make money. They'll all make money. And Liv wanted a second year on their deal, apparently, where they said, and in the second year, then you pay us. And Fox Sports said, nope. It's interesting. I wonder if people actually care to watch the Liv Golf Tour, or do you not really care and the PGA is just fine? I got to be honest, I don't really care to watch it. If it's on, I would, but I'm not ever going to seek it out.
I'm kind of with you. I don't know if I'll ever run and seek it out or anything like that. Like, they're getting bigger names to become a part of it, to make people want to. Like, getting Cam Smith to join is a big deal. You know, they
well, it is to people who really, really follow golf. To the average person, nobody knows who Cam Smith is.
You don't think people recognize the mullet and the bad mustache?
No.
Okay. Good to know. I mean, because, and I only ask that due to the fact that, you know, we live in this little sports bubble that we are, where we just assume we can throw a name out there and people know who the hell we're talking about.
People don't know who Cameron Smith is.
And so I think it's one of those interesting things that we're right now. All of 2 years ago, ESPN was running around and just buying up rights to anything they could get their hands on, and throwing it on their Plus channel. I mean, you can watch pretty much any college sport you desire on ESPN Plus. And it's because they ran around and bought all this stuff up, paid money to have this content on their app. Same thing with DAZN, same thing with Apple down the line from there, right? Here is a sporting event that is taking place that no one is touching with a 10-foot pole. And, I mean, you
it's
could
weird,
go on ESPN Plus and watch lacrosse at any point. Nothing against lacrosse. It's the audience for it is growing.
Did you see Johns Hopkins the other day?
Duke as well.
They were really good.
Shouldn't have said that. I believe that with Johns Hopkins. But it's the same thing of like, okay, so everyone's buying rights to everything. And yet, for some reason, the Live Tour, and it could easily be because of the Saudi backing to it, cannot get anyone to buy these rights that they have to turn on and pay money to a sports broadcaster to have their rights on there when anything is getting telecasted.
You mean like people standing out in the rain getting ready for a hurricane?
Well... All right, I was going to derail us into this, but I have to pick your brain
on
this.
Well, you teed me up, so I thought, well, here we go.
That was perfect. Yeah. It was perfect.
Here we go.
All right, so the footage is coming off of the Weather Channel right now in a tradition that is unlike any other when it comes to the Weather Channel, which is that you have the one unfortunate soul who is standing out in the middle of the rainstorm with his hat and his coat on, and they're blowing in the wind as he's sitting there holding the microphone in front of them, freezing, getting absolutely drenched, while giving a live update to the studio of what it's like to be standing in the hurricane, the thing that everyone is telling you not to do, including your own network, saying, evacuate, get out, except for Tommy over here, who we hired 6 months ago, who right now is in a giant yellow jumpsuit tethered to a van to make sure he doesn't go anywhere.
And Steve, who is running the camera, trying to make sure that the rain and wind don't destroy a camera that's worth, you know, possibly thousands of dollars.
As he's tethered to a palm tree.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff, why in the hell do we do this? Why are we doing this? I don't need someone standing out there to tell me it's wet. I can see it's wet.
That's true. Can I just throw this at you real quick?
Please.
I just look up at the television. There's my buddy Mike.
Hey!
I don't know how that happened. Here's the thing. I worked...
Was he standing in the rain?
No, where I, and as I've mentioned way too many times, and as you guys make fun of me for... I worked in Beaumont, Texas at the beginning of my career coming out of Kent State for 5 years. And okay.
Any excuse to play Pee Wee, we'll do it.
Okay, thank you. And again, it was a three-city market, and the town I was in was Port Arthur, Texas. It's 9 miles from the Gulf of Mexico, and it felt closer. And the elevation in Port Arthur is 7 feet.
Whoa.
So... There were a couple of hurricanes that hit right around where I was while I was there.
Ooh.
And one of them was Hurricane Alicia, which was a Category 3 when it hit. And it hit Galveston, and we were on the northeast side, which is the wet side. So our town flooded, and in hindsight, was really lucky. I was only out of power for like 4 or 5 days.
Yeah, no kidding.
But there are 3 or 4 feet of standing water in the roads.
Wow.
You know, and it was that way for a while.
Wow.
But I remember the day that it hit. You know, we knew it was coming. And I went outside at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and it was dark out. I mean, it wasn't like, you know, overcast. It was like nighttime out. But the sky was a deep emerald green. It was not black. It was emerald green.
Wow.
And it scared the you-know-what out of me. And I just thought, what is it? And all the natives are like, yep, here we go. Get ready. And I'm thinking, can I have a blizzard, please?
You're sitting here
I'm
going,
used to those.
You're sitting there going, am I not on the outskirts of Oz? What the hell is this?
It was really weird. So though it's funny for us sitting here because we don't have to deal with it, those weather reports are real serious for the folks in those areas. But it's ridiculous to have these people standing outside in the middle of, hey, here comes the hurricane. Oh, I got knocked over. It makes for captivating television. And I know so many people who just sit around and watch that stuff. Yep, he's still in the rain. Look at there. It's windy. Huh. There you go.
Look at his hat go flying.
It serves a purpose, and the Weather Channel is this thing all in and of itself that, God bless him, it's worked. And, you know, in local television news, which I worked in for 20 years, weather is king.
Oh, without question.
And sports is. And I always thought this, if sports wasn't a big deal, and I used to tell this to my employers in television news, when they would tell me how much what I did for a living didn't matter. And I would say, okay, if weather is such a big deal, why is it a part of just one page in the newspaper? Well, sports gets its own entire section. And they never had a good answer for me. I mean, shouldn't weather have its whole own section? Now, if weather hits, if a blizzard hits or something like that, it's on the front page. But same thing if the Guardians win the World Series.
Correct.
Or if the Browns are on their way to the AFC Championship game or something.
Correct.
So I always wondered about that.
It's a great question. Did you ever have to stand out in the blizzard or in the hurricane?
Well, I became, you know, Joe, let's go out and shoot the flooding.
Right.
Sports went out the window.
Yeah.
When the hurricane hit our town, that hurricane, it destroyed our AA baseball ballpark, which was also the local college, Lamar University's baseball field. And it had a great big plywood, like 20-foot home run fence. That got just trashed. That was blown over. And we did our news because the power was out at the transmitter, which was way out in the sticks. And it was a cinder block building. And they had an old school desk and just a couple of chairs in there. And we sat in this dimly lit cinder block building doing our newscast. It was bizarre.
Wow.
And my sports report consisted of showing the stadium that had been destroyed. Hey, remember the baseball park? Okay.
Yeah, now it's a pool.
We're not playing there anytime soon.
No.
So it's really weird. And as opposed to like when we have blizzards and snows and stuff, things get shut down. Occasionally we might lose power. But we all know, all right, when it stops, we go out and shovel it, and then you can go about your business, right? For the most part, unless you have, like, the blizzard of 78 and you have something like that, there's nowhere to go in a hurricane.
Yeah, no kidding.
You just can't do anything. And then afterwards, it's just complete devastation. So it's a really, really weird situation.
Yeah, hope everybody down in Florida's all right.
Yep, if you have relatives, keep them in your thoughts and prayers.
Yeah.
They're going to need it.
They're going to need it.
Nick Kostos is the Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Nick's coming up next here on Baskin and Phelps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, There's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.